This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 28th of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a clear and warm evening across Israel. In Jerusalem, the skies are clear. Tel Aviv is enjoying a pleasant evening breeze. Haifa sees mild temperatures as well. A perfect night for a stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports from earlier today that former Mossad chief Dedi Barnea asserts Iran's regime will fall through a mix of operations and economic pressure. Also, JNS reports earlier this morning that the IDF launched strikes on Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon. This follows an overnight drone attack on Israeli troops. Also this hour, JTA covers El Al's wartime resilience, highlighting how the airline operated under threats of bombs and airstrikes. Separately, Israel Hayom notes earlier today that outgoing Mossad chief Barnea called for escalated actions against Iran. He received a commendation from Jerusalem's mayor. And finally, Axios notes from earlier that the pro-Israel wing of House Democrats gains influence on a key panel. Representative Jared Moskowitz says he can help shape U.S. policy on Israel. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, posted that Hakeem Jeffries has condemned Hassan Piker's anti-Semitism on CNN. Gideon Sa'ar, a former Israeli minister, announced that representatives from the Netherlands will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza. This follows anti-Israel measures by the Dutch government. Belaz News reports that Israel has ordered Dutch diplomats at the International Gaza Support Center in Kiryat Gat to leave. This comes after the Dutch parliament's law banning trade in products from Israeli settlements. Now for more on those stories, starting with former Mossad chief Dedi Barnea's statements on Iran. The Jerusalem Post shared that Barnea, in his first public speech since June, emphasized the weakening of Hezbollah and Hamas. Barnea received a commendation from Jerusalem Mayor Moshe Leon for his service. His comments suggest a possible shift in Israel's approach to Iran, focusing on combined strategies. Turning to the IDF strikes in southern Lebanon, JNS reported that the operation was a response to a drone attack on Israeli troops. The strikes aimed to deter further aggression from Hezbollah. This escalation could increase tensions along the Israel-Lebanon border. Meanwhile, JTA highlighted El Al's ability to operate during wartime. Despite threats, the airline maintained its schedules, ensuring connectivity for passengers. This resilience showcases the airline's commitment to service amid conflict. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that former Netanyahu advisor Sanilevich is bringing his family real estate firm to the TACE with a bond plan aiming to raise up to Nest $250 million. Separately, Israel Hayom Business states that the Ministry of Finance will reactivate the Foreign Trade Insurance Program. This comes after exporters faced insurance challenges since June. And finally, Globe shares that Delek's UK unit, Ithaca, joined the FTSE 100 Index. The stock has surged significantly since 2024, boosting its market presence in the UK. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.